Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Theme Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and a companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on Deadspin.com. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. Or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
What's going on?
Jelly beans are still delicious, eh?
You said I got to eat the whole bag.
Going on.
There's a lot of jelly beans here, so I don't want to waste time talking when I could be eating jelly beans.
Going on week three or four, that bag of jelly beans. Well, listen, you're leaving for vacation, and I'm not taking that back to my house and stashing it for another month.
You can eat it.
I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You want a little orange?
No, I want to fit into my 15-year-old Nomar shirt. Mm-mm. No way. I don't want to eat those jelly beans. I've not eaten them except for picking all the red ones out on Friday because I was high. Anyway, enough about your jelly beans. Your jelly beans are not as interesting as the fact that we have our guest in the studio with us today.
She's the jelly beans of people.
That's the nicest thing. That might be one of the nicest compliment I've gotten.
You're welcome.
Hi, Maureen. Maureen Hi. O'Connor is with us, New York Magazine sex columnist and great friend of the show.
Hello.
Very happy to have
just
you
just drops
back
in
here.
Whenever we need her.
Just yep. Like jelly beans.
Yeah. we take them for granted maybe a little bit, too. Maybe we just.
I don't take Maureen for granted. Maybe you do.
Yeah, maybe a little. For being honest.
But I don't.
This is great because like now she's here and I can just kind of hang back and eat jelly beans.
Well, I mean, you still have to do your job.
Is my job not the jelly beans?
Your job is actually not the jelly beans. Your job is right now. You have to read the patron stuff, Dave.
All right. That's my thing now.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Hang on. Wait. I gotta make it seem like smooth. Like I'm not reading the script. I got to like.
Okay. You can rewrite that if you want.
No. I don't want to. Wait, hold on.
You don't want to put in effort.
My app store is opening on my phone. I can't read it. What's going on with it? All right. Ready? Hey, before we get into it.
Smooth, Dave. Very smooth.
We want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. Including a honking horn with every episode totally free. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering. And select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. You know what we have now?
What do we have now?
We got some new patrons we got to thank this
Yay!
Week.
Yay!
We got a dude.
We finally got a dude.
We do? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I checked. Dude. He has a dude avatar.
It's a dude.
Yeah.
We got one dude, four ladies. Joanna Watanabe. Daniel Rose.
Danielle.
What did I say?
Daniel.
I said Daniel, didn't I?
Yeah.
Danielle Rose, Katie Veris, Shane Dobson, and Ashley Habelt, which is part of her company where she makes hilarious belts called Habelts.
So no, I think the first one is Watanabe, the last name.
Watanabe, what did I say? Watanabe?
Yeah.
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllables.
Just in case you want to, I don't know. Don't include me saying that.
No, we'll include you saying
no,
that.
No, I want to get it right.
I don't know. Now I'm worried that I might not be right, but I'm pretty sure that's how you say it.
I always heard the actor.
It's a Japanese name.
Yeah, there's an actor named Ken, and I always heard his name pronounced like that. Maybe I heard it pronounced wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong then. You know what?
Speaking of pronouncing
that.
Things wrong,
mm-hmm.
I pronounced micturition wrong last week.
I don't even know what that word is.
It's the formal word for peeing. I know it.
Okay.
And I dropped the R. I bossed it up. I dropped the R. It's micturation. I said micturation. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, well.
There we have it.
People don't come to this podcast for pronunciations.
No, they certainly do not.
They come here for somebody chewing into the microphone for 40 minutes while other people talk.
So you guys, we're going to continue to talk about micturition, because I'm just, I guess this is the summer of like pee and dicks for me. Before we do that though, yeah, it's been a fun summer so far.
That's my every summer.
Before we do that though, in the first segment, Maureen had a question for me that is a really, really good question. It is, I think, a particularly warm weather question.
It's a summer question.
Yeah, I think it's a good summer question. So I was like, let's do that in the first segment and then we'll smut it up in the second segment. So Maureen, you want to tell us what your question was?
Yes.
Okay.
And for the record, I actually texted this question to Jolie with a picture of the dirty thing in question.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Which was great. I love it.
And that is, I know, this is literally, I actually do consult Jolie personally with, like, all of my cleaning questions. So this particular one is that as it was getting warm out, I wanted to, you know, go lie on the beach. And so, you know, I got out a baseball cap so that I'd have something to cover my eyes. And I'm looking at it and I realized that the inside brims of my baseball caps get dirty, and in particular it's the forehead part gets makeup on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wear makeup as
yep
a woman who does such things.
Yes.
And so I mean, I looked at it, I'm like, this is so gross, how is it? And then I'm like, oh, because it's makeup,
right?
And then I'm looking at it and I texted you and I said, I want to put this in the washing machine, but I don't think I should. I don't know, is it going to mess up the shape of it?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? What should we do with all of our disgustingly dirty hats?
Okay. So I have advice for all of your disgustingly dirty hats. The thing is, actually, the reason I was so glad that you sent me the photo wasn't just because I like seeing your disgusting things, guys, which I do, but because it let me see what the hat actually was. Because there are sort of different, like, levels of hats, right? There are, like, your like, grungy hat versus your good hat kind of thing. And so the way that you would clean a grungy hat versus a good hat is different. So for your grungy hat, like, I have a pink socks cap that is beat up and I wear it to the gym when I need to throw a hat on for the gym and, like, I don't care about it. That I put right in the washing machine. But that's also, like, I don't really care about the shape of it. And if you have more structured hats that you really want to retain their shape, it's not necessarily ideal to put them in the washing machine. So I'm going to give you two different basic methods of cleaning hats. We actually did a big hat episode, episode 53, which was called Hats Off, which was the worst title ever. And I
was that
racked
me?
No, it was me. You came up with a really good one and I was like, no, I'll Hats Off is now so bad that, like, I'm kind of in love with it.
What was my good one?
Dave, I had to rack my brain for days to remember it, and I finally remembered it yesterday. It was Hat Trick. Which was so good.
All right, because it's tricks to clean your hat, and it's kind of a double. Yeah.
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 So I'll remember that for, like, the, like, next year when we do another full, right, like, hat episode. I'll call it Hat Trick. Anyway, so episode number 53, Hats Off, is all about different kind of hats. We did ball caps and we did winter caps in that one.
Mm.
And in that episode, I went through sort of all of the different ways that you can clean hats, like the dishwasher method and the cap protectors and all of that kind of stuff. Today, I'm going to do a condensed version of that. Before I get into the condensed version of that, though, let me talk to you about the makeup stuff, because I also mm-hmm. have that same problem. For makeup, you can either use makeup remover or those makeup removing wipes and just sort of scrub mm-hmm. at the brim, or you can use rubbing alcohol. And rubbing alcohol works really, really well at removing makeup. So those are the two things. One thing to mention about makeup is that it will stain permanently if you leave it too long. So after a certain amount of time of it lingering there, even the makeup remover is maybe not going to take it all. It will take some of it off, but not all of it off. So ideally, giving the brim a little, like, wipe off with a makeup remover. Like, you can even use the one that you just used to take your makeup mm-hmm. off. You know what I mean? You don't even need to waste a fresh Sephora makeup wipe. Doing that regularly will help to keep those stains at bay. Then, when it does come time to wash them, the two basic methods are machine washing versus giving it, like, a long soak and OxyClean, my long soak method that I love. So the washing machine is what you'll use for the grungy hats, for, like, my pink Red Sox cap. basically, all you want to do with the machine washing is you want to stain treat the hat really, really well. One of your old enzymatic cleaners, like Zout, Maureen's favorite, would be great for this, because a lot of what's building up inside your caps is not just the makeup stuff, but it's sweat, it's body oil, all of that good stuff. And so Zout is excellent at counteracting that. I give my hats a very, very heavy spray. I know I'm always on you guys not to overuse your products. In the case of heavily soiled items, baseball caps fall into that. You can go ahead and have a pretty heavy hand. I usually do when I'm doing my caps. So nothing particularly like important to know. The usual instructions: cold water, don't overdo it on detergent, air dry. You don't want to put it in the dryer. Air dry. Just reshape and let it air dry. For your better hats that you want to retain the structure, so like the one that Maureen has, basically what you want to do is you want to make a OxiClean bath for it. Mm-hmm. And you just want to throw the hat in there and leave it for a good long time. Overnight is really ideal. This is a place where I get a lot of my readers send me their dirty wash water photos, and I love it. So if you guys are doing that, take photos of your dirty hat water and please send it to me. I also just generally hear from a lot of people that they're like, oh, yeah, before I went to bed, I threw my hat in the sink with some OxiClean, and holy shit, I can't believe how clean it got by the next morning. Like,
good.
Yeah, so that really, really works.
So we're talking like 8 to 18 hours?
Exactly.
Like that range.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like you can like set it and forget it, you know what I mean? And the biggest hindrance, honestly, is that like at some point you probably need to use your sink. Buckets are actually a really great thing to use for hats.
Like a popcorn bowl.
Yeah, because you can just
mine in a popcorn bowl.
Yeah, you can just throw the hat in, leave it, and there you go. So,
they're gonna popcorn at your place. Why does this popcorn taste like OxiClean? Shut up and eat it.
Okay, so that's my basic hat stuff. Just as a reminder, it's episode 53. Hats off is the one that you want if you want to hear my thoughts about using the dishwasher and the cap protectors and all kinds of other
stuff.
Well,
I'm going to go back.
Auxiliary stuff.
I'm going to listen to that while I soak mine.
Oh, that's
I'll tell you how that goes. I did the makeup remover trick when you texted that to me, and that did help. It did not completely, because it's a white cap, so like it didn't completely, but it's like it's cleaner than it was. Like, I was very satisfied. I didn't feel like if I take my hat off, I'll be a little bit embarrassed if someone sees the inside of my hat. Or if, like the kind of thing where if someone borrows it, they'd be like, ugh. Yeah.
Is it a North Stars hat?
No, it's this white hat that, it's a long story, but it's a hat that like has like a sentimental value.
Okay.
So I don't want to like batter
it
up too much.
Like, yeah, you want to keep it looking good. And it is very attractive.
Well, thank you.
One other thing to mention, since we're just on the subject of makeup stains, for men, if you ever have a situation where a woman like goes to give you a hug and a little bit of her makeup gets on your shirt, I discovered that Shout Wipes are really good for removing makeup from clothing. So, and I mean, that goes for women too.
But just that they probably don't have a Sephora makeup wipe at their house.
Right, exactly.
I have that advantage.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, we have the makeup remover, but guys probably
don't. Most men keep them around just in case they happen to get a little bit of makeup on their shoulder. It's a common male thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that?
What brand of makeup remover do you have hanging around your house, Dave?
The one you just said.
All right, stop eating jelly beans because we need you to read a question.
I can do both.
You cannot do both. It sounds terrible. I have to listen to your audio back. Yeah.
Oh, that's really gross.
The loud chew, Dave.
That's really gross.
I apologize. Danielle writes, I have not seen this in a column before, and I cannot go back to the cleaners with it. One pair of my boyfriend's suit pants have weird stains near the crotch that have to be pee dribbles. Aside from telling him he needs practice to better technique, is there anything I can do for dry, clean, only pants? Thanks. P.S. He was against me sending this until I showed him your book. Now he is thumbing through it. Hashtag convert. Or actually, hashtag convert.
It's a day of...
My syllables are all wrong.
What is pronunciation? I couldn't even... Pronunciations are all over the place.
Listen, Maureen. Don't come into my podcast and start taunting me.
Whose podcast?
Yeah, you heard me.
Oh.
Dave.
Let's do the pee dribbles. Does this suggest...
Dave is being saved by pee dribbles because I want to talk about pee dribbles more than I want to leap across the stable to throttle him for calling it his show.
Wait, can I ask a quick question, though?
Yeah.
Do you think this suggests that he doesn't wear underwear?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, that's
what?
Not the
pee dribbles get onto the pants even when you have underwear on?
Mm-hmm.
Pee dribbles are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Pee dribbles are just...
They're that severe.
Yeah, they're just... They're like, you think you're done peeing. You shake it again. You flush. Maybe like one more shake during the flush. And then next thing you know, pee dribble.
Pee dribble.
There's more?
Yeah, we're going to talk about why it happens and how to prevent it.
Oh, God.
But first we got... First we,
we're
first,
gross.
Every day I discover a new terrible thing about men.
I mean, you've missed a few like real banner episodes. The past couple of weeks have just been like, it's been butt wiping.
Oh,
and
God. Oh, men are terrible wiping their butts. Why do they have so much trouble wiping their butts? It's ridiculous.
Wiping your butt can be hard.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what's going on back there. You don't know what I got to deal with. Don't judge my butt. Man, just rolling in here, pronunciations, my butt. Jeez.
Okay, so we're definitely going to talk about why the pee dribbles happen and how to prevent them and all kinds of stuff. That we're going to do that in the second segment. In the first segment, I'm going to talk about treating the pee dribbles. But first I want to say, so this question was a question that I used in my Esquire column 2 weeks ago. That was all about pee dribbles. And I opened the column by saying that it pained me in the deepest, darkest, weirdest part of my heart to say this, but I don't think that those stains are pee dribbles. If you want to find out what I think that they are, you can go read that Esquire column because click, 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 and please stay on the page for a long time. Thank you.
I feel like it can only be one of two things.
No, it's not the other thing you're thinking of. It's mundane.
What else is coming out down there?
No, it's nothing that's coming out.
Oh, okay.
I know. What do you think? Say it.
No, you can say it. No.
Wow.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's going to have to go. And now that was another mystery. And it's another claim person mystery with Maureen O'Connor. So you guys can go. You can go. It's not that exciting, but if you want to know if we've piqued your curiosity,
I'm embarrassed
go
that
read.
I just showed my hand that I hadn't read it, though.
That's you don't have to read all my columns, please.
I do.
Is it glitter?
No. Oh, my God, the glitter vaginas. We have to talk about the glitter vaginas, you guys.
Finally. God, I'm waiting. They're waiting 50 episodes to talk about glitter vaginas. Let's do this.
We should definitely talk about that in the bonus episode because I have things to say about glitter vaginas. Alrighty. I don't think that they're pee dribbles. You can go read the Esquire column and find out what I think they are. Part of the reason I don't think that they're pee dribbles is because urine is actually, like, as kind of, you know, gross a substance as it is, not the grossest substance in the world, but it's pee.
It's top 10.
Oh, we should rank gross substances at some point. Hmm. That's good content.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you make a note of that on your telephone?
Right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So it's a fairly easy stain to deal with, even though it's kind of gross. And so I don't think that it's the kind of stain that wouldn't come out at the dry cleaner. Mm. And that's why I don't think it is. So let me talk to you about the sort of fairly easy ways of dealing with urine stains. The first way is, you know, because Maureen is here, of course, the first answer always has to be Zout, right? You could use your Zout. It, you know, comes out of you, so it falls into that protein stain category. If you have a pet and you have a pet urine treatment solution like Nature's Miracle or any similar one, you can also use that. It works equally well on human pee as on animal pee, which leads us to our old friend White Vinegar. You guys, I'm so sorry that I upset so many of you by throwing over our old friend White Vinegar last week. That's literally just for your stretchy gym clothes. And I guess for your stretchy bras, too. But White Vinegar is back in style, and it's great on urine stains. However,
why?
It's only great for human urine stains. You should not use it for animal urine stains because to the olfactory system of a cat or a dog, vinegar smells like ammonia, which smells like pee, and they will just keep going back to that spot and remark it. So fortunately, as humans, we don't return
things that
return to the scented place that we've peed.
We should, though. We should establish our territory in certain places in the public and make that our pee spots. Technically, our toilets we go back to, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we recognize those visually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not by scent. We're not sniffing it out.
So
don't use the white vinegar for pet pee, but go ahead and use it for human pee. If it's a little bit of pee, you can dab the white vinegar on and then launder the garment as usual. If it's like a fully saturated, like you peed your pants kind of situation.
Dear.
I mean, look, it happens. Yeah. Like people pee their pants. Then you can soak them in equal parts water and white vinegar. So there you go. That's pretty easy. I think this is probably a good time for us to take a quick break. And then Dave and I will be back with Maureen and more about pee. This Yay. Is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave, Maureen, and I have been talking about pee.
As one does.
That's what we do when Maureen comes
around.
comes
I get
around
all the
mountain.
Good conversations.
You really do. You really, really do. Okay, so we were talking about pee dribbles. We were talking about treating urine stains, sort of the basics. It's very, very simple. But now we need to talk about male bathroom behavior for the umpteenth week in a row, because I can't get enough of this. I actually had like a really interesting little revelation about myself last night, which is that a few weeks ago I was saying, Maureen, on the show that I like take a really hard line about bathroom behavior in relationships, like no boyfriend has ever seen me pee.
Yeah.
And like never will, and I'm like a firm, like the door's always closed, the like,
oh
like,
my god, girl, just have we never even... Everyone sees me pee. I am the
really?
Person who, like...
You're a free peer.
At a bar, I always go in the bathroom with my friends and just, like, pee.
Just pee away.
It's just how we live.
I'm jealous that you're like that, because it's a place where I'm really, really uptight. And, like, I also have, like, a wildly shy bladder, and it's, like, it's a pain.
I have to say, like, I have learned new, like, hovering over the toilet techniques by seeing my friends pee at bars.
I bet.
It's remarkable to me. this sounds crazy. And
no, it doesn't
yet,
at all.
Wait,
why is the girls' bathroom at the bar as bad as the guys' bathroom? The guys' bathroom's gross. Why is the girls' bathroom gross? Like, why do you have to hover in there? Like, what are you doing in there?
That's a whole other episode.
First
oh, God,
all,
that's a whole other episode.
I will say most of the bars I go to are like one. We only go together in, like, if, you know, it's a bathroom with a door. You know, like.
Right, it's like a unisex.
Yeah,
situation.
Usually they're unisex at the bars I go to,
right.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But in the girl-only bar, I still don't.
Yeah.
I still hover.
Hmm.
It's just, like, on principle. But one of my friends pointed out that she puts her hands on the, like, toilet seat when she hovers to hold herself up.
That's what I did.
I was just straight hovering. I
was,
like, doing
my
squats.
Full squat?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And it was always really
under.
Difficult. But then she's like, because I wash my hands afterwards.
Because then, you wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah.
It's fine if your
it
hands...
It never occurred to me.
Touching the toilet doesn't seem like it's a good plan for
I know, but
germs.
I don't want to touch it. Anyway,
yeah.
Your way seems like the way to go.
Just wipe with toilet paper, however, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You couldn't pay me to touch a toilet seat in New York City.
We should get all the way in on public toilet usage next time I come.
We got to have you come back and talk about this. This is a great topic. And also, like, Dave doesn't know that ladies' rooms are filthy, filthy.
I mean, like, I'm not expecting them to be, like, pristine and smell
it's crazy.
Potpourri, but...
They're disgusting.
Like, people...
There's so much... I use the men sometimes because they're always cleaner.
Wow.
People who have to clean bathrooms, like, at bars and restaurants will always say that the ladies' room is so much more horrifying than the men's room.
Are you guys all pooping in there? Like, what's
going
on? It's
because we're hovering with no hands.
Because we're hovering and peeing everywhere.
But, like, something has to happen for you to hover, though.
Wait. I have gotten peed on in a bar from someone who was drunk and hovering and missing and it splashing off the floor.
Yeah.
And
the hovering is what's causing the problem. It's not the peeing.
I know.
and up,
we have to.
And
wow.
Up and, well, listen to the finish. Let me finish the story. The pee was splashing so hard. She was so drunk. She was peeing so hard and she was going, going all over the floor. It was splashing up into the stall. So she was basically peeing all over me on my feet. And it was at one of those clubs in Boston that Aaron Hernandez used to go to. And it was called the Water Club. And every time during all of the Aaron Hernandez stuff, when they would be talking about the clubs that he was at, I was like, oh, That's down by where I got peed on that one time.
Are you sure it was a drunk mistake, or was she under a different impression about the water club than you were?
No. No, she was really, really, really drunk. Like, you know, like
maybe she was nervous, and that was the first time she'd ever made the move, and just didn't go the way she
like
wanted.
Like the toe tapping? Yeah. She was pee tapping.
Yeah, the foot under the door. Did I just step on you? Did I step on you?
Anyway, so yeah, so I guess
you had some pee to clean after that.
And I have been peed on. It's
kind of amazing. Hey, how's it going out there?
All right, let's talk about the preventing of the pee doubles. Because this is where the fun comes in. And I didn't finish telling you my revelation about the bathroom behavior thing. So what I realized is because of my like hard line about the bathroom, I actually like don't have a whole like lot of knowledge about how men pee. Like all of my knowledge of how men pee comes from like TV and movies.
Oh, I literally go to see how the men I date pee. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Wait, how many different ways are there to pee?
I'm so invasive.
Well, I don't know.
I just want it.
Like I'm picturing you like Kramer on Seinfeld when he didn't know how to shower.
You're
just taking notes. Like, oh man, that's no. You're way too far away from you're too on top of the bowl. Back up a little bit. Hold on.
Well, that's the thing.
There really are different things. One man who shall go unnamed was peeing hands-free regularly. And I was like, what is happening here?
I can guess who that is.
No, you can't.
I can't? Okay.
Because it was so big and it could just kind of hang on its own without really having that
I'm not
like, going
to even get into the logistics of it. But in fact, that I was like, yeah, I really had to go over the logistics and I learned so much.
That's fascinating. This is so fascinating to me.
I think
being a really nosy person is fascinating.
Well, and that's the thing. I am really nosy. It just happens to be the bathroom behavior is like the one place where I am like really, really uptight. And I recognize this in myself.
That's okay. You don't have to pee in front of people.
But it's like...
We'll have our own pee party later. Don't worry about it. Just peeing everywhere.
But I was like, maybe I should rethink this. Maybe I should try to like push myself a little bit and like push the boundaries of what I'm comfortable with because... Wow, now I'm really, really curious. And here is why. I've got talking about peeing with the Deadspin guys. Mm-hmm. And there was a comment. So Maureen, we've been on this kick. We did a whole thing about like how frequently people are replacing underwear.
Yeah.
And like
that's always alarming with men.
And like the circumstances under which they are. Yeah. So we did that was one episode. And then the next episode we talked about gym gear, and one of the portions of that was that we talked about having dedicated gym underwear. And in the course of talking about the dedicated gym underwear, we were also talking about different underwear styles. And I collected all of these comments from Deadspin about like underwear stuff, and we've been reading like a comment a week. So I have a comment of the week that's related to today's topic. Dave, I think I have to have you read this one.
Oh, I thought you liked to read the underwear stuff.
No, I've been having you read the underwear stuff, haven't I?
I thought that was your joy.
No, I mean
men in their underwear.
Well, it is my joy.
All right.
But I think you got to read this. I think we need a male voice. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do a deep male voice then so it's more male. The only time my underwear gets thrown away is when my wife decides they have too many holes in them. God, have some pride, man. Oh, wait, hold on. This guy's name. I skipped over that part. This is like his commenter
name. Yeah.
Carlos Danger is my spirit animal. On a related note, I recently had to buy underwear while I was on a trip because I forgot to pack any and didn't realize until after I bought and was wearing them that they did not have a crotch opening from which to urinate through. They might have just been on backwards.
No, I have seen
this. I've seen them.
This occurs.
Because like I'm an over the fence guy myself, but like they all have...
You're getting ahead of the conversation with you. Just read the comment.
There is some frantic clawing at my crotch whilst standing in front of a urinal before I figured out what the issue was. Wait, who was doing the frantic clawing?
I'm envisioning him like not looking, like he's doing by like hand memory how he opens his fly every time, and then he's like, "Where's my penis?"
That's exactly it.
Yeah, we've all been there. Why anyone would design boxer briefs without such an opening is beyond me.
Here's what I want.
Oh, wait. That's the whole...
That was just a comment. Okay, but here's what I want you guys to do. So I want both of you open the script up. That thing is linked. Click on the link and read the responses to his comment while I talk about the prevention of pee dribble stuff.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back around the mountain and talk about how men are peeing because it is wild. There are different ways and they talk about it in these comments and it's wild. Okay.
Mine won't.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like loading weird.
Okay, but we should. What can I just Google to find it?
Hey, you want to just look at it here?
Oh, okay.
Okay. You can.
Have you read them already?
You two can share.
No, but
class.
I'm sure it's just guys telling him he's an idiot for not understanding how to pull his boxer briefs down 6 inches so he could pee.
Aha. Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Pee dribbles. Okay. As I've mentioned, because I just find this thrilling, the technical term for pee dribbles is post-micturition dribble or urinary dribble. It is very excitingly caused by a flaw in the design of the penis.
How dare you? They're perfectly engineered structures of
That's right.
joy.
That's, intelligent design.
That's right. and I did say in my Esquire column, I was like, I hate to break this to you because I know how very proud you are of them and you don't want to think that they're flawed, but they are. And I truly do mean that. I'm sorry to have to break that news.
Penises need like the water bottle thing. Like you just put the cap on it, like after you take a little swig from it, and you just put the little cap on the top and there's no leaking. That's a $1 million business idea.
The visual that just created in my mind may have turned me off of Dick for life. Thanks, Dave.
Boy, way to judge my new business that I'm starting after this show's over.
Okay. If you would like to read more about the design flaw, there was a Thrillist post from July 2015 all about urinary dribble that was very, very good and very, very funny. And so you can go and check that out. If you have pee dribble as an issue for you, there are some behavioral changes that you can make to prevent dribble from happening. You can mix and match these. And I also just like really want to make sure you guys know that no one here is telling you how to pee. Like out in the rest of the world, maybe people are telling you how to pee, but none of the three of us are going to tell you how to pee. So you all do what you want in there. We're just here to give you some info. The idea behind these behavioral changes that you can make is to give your penis a less restricted peeing experience in terms of both time and space. So here are the four behavioral things you can consider doing. You can pull your pants down to prevent the restrictive elastic from cutting off flow. So Dave already explained what the problem is, that like you pee, you shake again, maybe you shake a third time during the flush, and then dribble. The reason that happens is because you're not fully evacuating. And some of the time, the reason that you're not fully evacuating is because the elastic on your underwear is cutting off the flow a little
bit. Like,
so pulling your pants down is one way to deal with that.
Wait, like, does that mean there's extra pee
in your
all the way up in your body? Like, your bladder, that movement?
No,
the
like,
bladder?
imagine like,
the length of your many inch dick is, like, kinked in the middle like a hose.
Imagine, like, a straw, like, the last little, like,
yeah,
dribble of like Diet Coke in this straw not coming out. That's what it is.
And when you pull the boxer briefs down and they're under your balls.
Oh, I see.
Kind of, it's like stepping on a hose. You know, it's still coming out, but then once you take your foot off the hose, there's more.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So the second thing.
Straws are probably more realistic metaphor for me.
The hose is helpful though because it's flexible.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Try to relax so that you can fully empty your bladder. I'm like clenching up as I'm saying that because it's so hard for me. I have such a ridiculous bladder. So I know that that's
pee.
Really difficult. I know poor Dave is going to have to pee so many times.
It's really getting me in the mood to pee. Peeing's great.
Related to the relaxing, be patient and don't rush through a pee. Then just take your time. Make your time.
What if I'm at a ball game and like the action's starting up?
Well, that's a day you're just going to dribble.
I mean,
be prepared.
She's right.
Yeah, and you're going to dribble. And the the last suggestion is possibly sit down to pee. Now, I'm not even going to get into the politics of all of that, but it's just a suggestion. You don't have to do it. Now, I do want to say, I want to go back to the first thing, the pulling your pants down. I learned a term that, Maureen, I think you're going to love.
Okay.
I learned it in those Deadspin comments.
Ah.
Did you guys have a chance to plow through a little
bit?
Yes, okay.
I did.
So you saw like the difference in behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys used the term jump the elastic. And I was like, oh, that's great. I love this. So that's what Dave does, right?
It's either over the fence or through the gate.
Right.
Over the fence makes all the sense in the world.
Right. And on Deadspin, they said over the fence or through the woods. So it's like, yeah.
Why are
how
you
many, how many different versions of this term are there out there that we had no idea?
I'm getting mine from Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's a whole there's a whole episode. But like,
why are you an over the fence?
Because it's more comfortable and like it's just easier to like let's say right now I was gonna go to the bathroom. I'd have to unzip the shorts, leave the button done because apparently that's
Crazy to
right,
me.
Right. But my thing is like if I'm gonna undo the button, I might as well just undo the whole thing. Because like reaching in, pulling through the zipper hole, and there's teeth.
I was going to say that seems perilous to me.
Well, like, usually the teeth are covered by cloth, somewhat, right?
No, they're just zipper. Especially if they have like jeans on.
But don't you have like the cloth underneath the zipper?
Well, there's like the boxer brief cloth. You mean?
No, the like the inside the like fly, doesn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's not an area you want to. You know what I mean? Like if you're like a spaceship and you're trying to get through the doors before they close on your ship, you don't want to do that. You'd rather just go over the top of the. I don't know where that metaphor goes. The space station. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, over the fence is.
Yeah, getting it out through the hole just seems really difficult to me, and irritating.
Hmm. Especially if you have like a tiny wiener, you got to fumble around in there to find the.
And thing. If you have a big one, it's like not a big hole.
Yeah.
It's a lot of squeezing.
Yeah,
but I guess like if you have a super annoying belt buckle, maybe.
Like if you have, if you have like a belt on, I could see why you'd want to go through, but then.
Very modest.
Or immodest, because you're just like, what's up?
You just want to do something weird.
Taking it out. Like that's the thing. The guy in the comments was like, I don't want to have to put on a, like, well, I mean, no one's looking, and B, like if it's coming through the shorts or it's coming over the shorts, like still. It's either 80% out there or 100% out there.
Okay, here's a question. Mm-hmm. Do people undo their pants all the way but then still use the hole in their underwear? Or once you've undone all the pants, you're pulling down?
God, that's a good one.
I feel like once the button comes off of your pants or shorts, you might as well just go over the fence. Like if you're leaving the button done, that's about modesty because then you're just kind of sneaking it out through the
You still have your underwear up all the way... Then you're still coming through the little hole, but you're a little more covered. If you have like super crazy pubes, you don't want anyone to see, maybe, or like an unfortunate tattoo. I don't know.
It's like, but who's looking that closely? Like who's worried though? Like, man,
no one's got the angle to see that. Yeah. You know?
And like, even if I saw it, I'm not going to be like, boy, this guy next to me's got some bush on him. I don't care. Like, if you go to the bathroom at Wrigley Field, it's all troughs. Like, you're just peeing like it's, like, in the 1850s. And even then, it's still, I'm like, no one's
looking. No one cares.
I would like to hear from people and find out if they undo their pants all the way but still go through the hole in the underwear.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, like, at that point, you're just...
But if you wear boxers, that's always, like, a really big gaping hole,
boxers are easy.
Boxers are easy.
I can see that behavior there if you're like, well, the button, like, getting through the button's annoying, but the whole thing. As I game this out, you know... I guess I need to pay more attention to all the men that I've been like, how do you pee? Because that is the thing that when I discovered that you could go over the fence or through the gate, that I was like, what?
You're just following men at the bathroom at that point? Like,
everything's different than I thought I knew. Tell me how you pee.
I can ask. So I'm using our Deadspin posts to put like queries and polls up, which is how I'm getting all these amazing comments. So I can put that one in there.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Yeah. And then when you come back, we can discuss it. We'll just have to have you come back. This is how I lure her back, you guys.
Some men go pants all the way around the ankles at the urinal.
You're lying now.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
No. There was like in that thread. So
only
the thing
if
is,
you're harassing someone, do you do that.
In that thread, one of the guys was like, I pull my pants down. He's like, it's a great way for people to see my ass, too. Like, and, you know, that was joking, obviously. But like, there are people pulling pants down, I guess.
No, they don't. Only if you're like a confused child.
I don't know.
I've never
seen
that ever once.
I don't know. Why am I talking? I'm clearly not the authority on this, so... I am, however, an authority on another dribble thing. You guys, I sent you both a link. I just texted you both a link that I want you to open while I talk about this last part as we round this episode out.
I feel like I'm in like a college course. Like the teacher's like, before we move on, I want you to look at this reading that I want you to check out.
I just figured
this one's good.
I just figured this was the best way to to get you guys to react to this stuff. I didn't want to take up too much of your daytime. On preparing for this episode. That's my job. Okay, so the last thing to say about the dribble situation is that, unfortunately, dribble is going to get worse with age. The penis is a muscle, and so just like any other muscle in your body, you will lose strength over time due to age.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Why are you breaking this to me now like this?
Well, I'm telling you now before it gets to the point where you can't reverse it. You're still young enough. You're not 40 yet.
I can hang a towel in certain situations.
There's still time. Well, and that's what we're going to talk about. So one of the things that you can do to strengthen the penis muscle is you can do male Kegels. And there is an article, an explainer from Cosmo from December 2012 on how to do the male Kegel. There are all different kinds that you can do.
The photos in the story are hilarious.
The photos are indeed hilarious. Slide number 6, or exercise number 6, was the one that absolutely sent me into total hysterics, which was the one about the towel.
Is that actually in here?
Yes,
oh,
it is. So, Maureen, if you go down a little bit more, did you see it? Yeah.
I've got some more anecdote for you here.
Oh, good. Yes. So, yeah, I wanted to send you guys the male Kegel thing because it was like just...
Wait, sorry, I blew my nose.
That's okay.
I don't know if you want
to... I'll just cut that
right
out.
That. Okay.
Yeah, no one's ever going to hear that. Unless we leave it in.
There is, in fact, if you really want to go crazy with your Kegels, which is like you don't need to, but if you really do, there is, in fact, a product called the Dick Gym. And you buy little weights to put on your penis.
No.
The hard part is that you have to be erect while using it. So you have to, like, be able to, like you know, get yourself going enough to maintain your boner while you also have a weight hung on the end of your dick and you're, like, lifting it.
So you're just, like, squeezing and, like, one.
Because you know the thing, you know, like, you can squeeze and your dick kind of goes up and stuff. Huh. Yeah. And there's, like...
What does that do for you, though?
It's your Kegels are actually, you're working your Kegels when you do that.
Yeah, that's how you strengthen the muscles. And if you strengthen the muscles, then you have more control and you'll have less issues with dribble.
Basically.
Yeah.
It seems, I believe Brian Moylan hit the Dick Gym and wrote an article about it.
exactly the person I would have imagined.
I no longer
Maybe
recall
we'll have...
which magazine it is, but just FYI. If you really want to go deep on Dick Gyms, he's the authority.
Maybe we'll have Brian come back the next time you come back.
I love Brian.
And we'll do a big round table because I feel like he would have a lot to contribute to this conversation.
He's done every single penis stunt you could for this.
Okay, let's play that.
And you know, his penis has been through so much, and I have to say, like, it is resilient. Or, like, I don't
know
that personally, but so I gather.
Brian and I have never met IRL.
Oh, you have to.
I know. Isn't that bonkers?
You'll
and we both
other.
Love Real Housewives. We're both dick obsessed. Like, we yes, of course, we'd be fast friends. So anyway, we'll arrange for that. Oh. That would be really, really fun.
I'm just like picturing the weights. Like, if you put like a little like sweatband on the top of it, because it's you don't want to.
Well, like the Dick Gym, it comes with a
black Nike knee socks.
Yeah, like on the balls.
The Dick Gym, because it has this little like set of weights, and it has like a DVD of routines. And
a
Brian
DVD.
Was like. I know, Brian, you know, he's like, well, I kind of had to, like, have porn next to the workout DVD because the workout DVD wasn't sexy and I needed something to, you know, keep my boner going the whole time.
So it's just like any other workout video, but it's just like a guy with his dick working out.
Yeah, I think they're more like explaining it to you. You don't get to watch someone else's dick because then I think Brian would have been fine. So, you know,
right.
They should make a porny version of it.
They should.
Ooh.
Business
porn
idea.
Sexy Kegel exercises.
What would I do if I wasn't a columnist, though? I'd be so bored out of my mind. I love this job. I would never stop doing this job, I don't think. I love it.
And call it the tip of the cap.
Oh.
Another really weird
really
thing.
Really good, Dave.
Cap of the tip?
There's this book called A Cultural History of the Penis, which obviously I read.
Of course.
And I discovered that in ancient Rome, they actually did have kind of tip of the penis caps.
Damn it. Every idea I have has already been done.
It wasn't a cap, though, and I don't think many people use them now because back then, this is totally bonkers, but they considered it obscene to show the head of your penis. And so when people went to go be nude,
that's the best
like,
part.
To be nude, like, in the bathhouse or whatever, and when they did their, like, naked Olympics or, you know, like, all the shit they did, they would take a string and they would pull the foreskin up and tie it so it would be closed all the way because that was how to be demure.
No.
Oh, it's
yeah,
like
if
a,
you thought it was
like
difficult to put your penis through a hole in a zipper of jeans.
It's like a modesty patch like they use in sex scenes kind of thing. But like a
And this was actually a thing that came up in like ancient anti-Semitic texts or like the beginning of, you know, like various like religious prejudice and stuff. One thing that, you know, that they would talk about circumcision and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it was like a very hotly contested issue in antiquity was whether to pull your foreskin up to cover everything or let it go.
Interesting.
A dilemma that is still sort of our times, maybe. Anyway.
Yeah. God, we always have the best time when you get here. You teach us so many interesting things, Maureen.
Yeah, if you want, I can look it up and find the name of dick string.
Look it up and we'll discuss it in the bonus episode. I think we ought to wrap this baby up and go and record. We are going to do a double bonus episode with Maureen.
With so much hot tying your penis up
content. Yeah, we're going to talk about...
a lot of dick content.
We're going to talk about glitter vaginas. We're going to talk about porn. We're going to talk about tying your dick up. I asked Maureen what she would do if she had a dick for a day. We're gonna have a whole bunch of fun in the bonus episode. So,
me too, by the way.
For patrons, just so you know how we're gonna do this, we are gonna record one very long one and split it up into two bonus episodes, which will be bonus episodes 34 and 36. And then next week, the ladies of Deadspin join me in the studio. Dave will not be here. Dave is going to start his summer vacation. I'm sure he's very, very excited about it. I know I am, not because I'm looking forward to Dave leaving me. I'm not. Actually, I'm going to miss you, Dave. I am excited about the guests that I have coming in. So next week it will be Lady Spin, and we have a bunch of other fun stuff planned for you for this summer. And that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.